regularly scheduled programming to bring you this presentation of Pendleton Heights basketball on the Arabian Sports Network.
Yeah, as tip-off goes for the Arabians. Mazingo on the other end, he drives, and it was a great bucket, and he gets two now.
Count the basket and the foul. Evan Mazingo going up strong and finishing strong.
This is Pendleton Heights basketball on the Arabian Sports Network on 91.7 WEEM.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Joe Buck Court here at Pendleton Heights High School for this evening's presentation of Arabian basketball. Tonight, it's the 0-3 Pendleton Heights Arabians hoping to bounce back after starting their season with three losses against the 0-2 LaPel Bulldogs, who also hope to get their first win here tonight. But we hope you're all having a fantastic Friday evening. Alongside Zion Palmieri, I'm Dawson Peril. So Zion, taking a look at this Pendleton Heights squad, as I just mentioned, currently sit at 0-3, and despite the rough start, you have to consider who the Arabians have played so far. Pendleton Heights is the only team in the state of Indiana in which their opponents have a combined record of 6-0. Their first game was against the 17th-ranked Anderson Indians, in which the Arabians trailed by only 4 points with a minute to play. Their second game in home opener was against the Wapahani Indians, who are ranked third in 2A, and on top of that, the Arabians learned they wouldn't have their leading scorer, Josiah Gustin, just 2 hours before tip-off. And finally, their most recent matchup, which came last Tuesday night, was against the 7th-ranked and one of the most fundamentally sound teams in the state, the Westfield Shamrocks, and they lost that one. So although Pendleton Heights might have looked like they're struggling on paper to open up the season, don't be fooled. This team has both talent on the court and on the sidelines.
For Pendleton, tonight starts a four-game stretch of only home games. Being 0-3, this gives them a great chance to capitalize on these home games and hopefully just to win out. Looking at tonight, coming into the game, the Arabians have made 36% of their shots this season. I'm sure that's really high on Coach Buck's list of improvements, and I'm sure we'll see a change in that tonight.
Yeah, but for this LaPel Bulldogs team, they are coming off an absolute battle last Saturday night against their in-county rivals, the Frankton Eagles. That one went into overtime, but LaPel fell short of the win, 62-58. And two players that the Arabians are going to have to keep contained tonight are the Judge brothers. The twins average a combined 31.5 points a night, 20.5 of which coming from the 6'6 Bo Judge.
But looking historically, Pendleton Heights is 30-5 when going against LaPel, with both teams being winless so far this season. Maybe we'll see a dominant streak continue here at Pendleton Heights.
All right, but with that in mind, we're going to take a short pause, and when we return, Michael Hooker was able to sit down with the head coach for the Arabians, Coach Buck, to look forward to this evening's game. That'll be up next after the break here in the Arabian Sports Network pregame show, 91.7 WEEM.
Here at 91.7 WEEM, we keep updated with our community by being on the hottest social media platforms around. Follow us at 91.7 WEEM on Facebook, Twitter, TikTok, Instagram, and YouTube.
Follow us today.
We would love to hear from all of our listeners, so go to our Instagram today to answer our daily poll. Keep updated with our latest posts and trends here on 91.7 WEEM.
Back to Pendleton Heights basketball on the Arabian Sports Network, 91.7 WEEM.
All right, 91.7 WEEM. Welcome to the pregame interview for tonight's game for the boys against LaPel. I'm Michael Hooker, joined here by the head coach of the varsity boys basketball team, Coach Buck. Thank you so much for joining me.
Thanks for having me, Michael.
All right, so getting things started here. Earlier this week, you guys played a game at Westfield. Westfield is a very tough team. They beat the number two ranked team in the state in Kokomo. You guys did fall to them 64-39, but there was some good things in that game that you saw. So what are you really hoping to carry from that game into tonight's game?
Well, I thought that we started the game off and played extremely aggressive. I thought that we had probably the best half that we've played this season. We did some things defensively that bothered Westfield, and Westfield's, like you said, a very good basketball team and a team that's capable of scoring in a lot of different ways. And I thought that our kids did a great job of battling them on the boards as well as defending them tough as well.
Yeah, and you mentioned there in our post-game interview that you were hoping to work on putting together a whole 32 minutes with the squad. So was that really a big emphasis in this week's practice?
It you know, that's something that we emphasize at all times, and that's been something that this team has struggled with. And, that has happened in all of our games that we've played thus far, with exception of Westfield. And like I said, I thought that we came out ready to play. We were aggressive, played more physical, just ran into a team that we played well for three quarters, and they just finally wore us down in the fourth quarter and pulled away. Things got away from us. But we were more aggressive on both ends of the court. I think that was shown. We got to the free throw line more than what we have in our two previous games. We shot poorly from the free throw line, but I think we had 16, 17 attempts. We only shot 50%, which I think we'll shoot better than that. But that just shows that we were more aggressive on offense and attacked the basket in a way that we want to do.
All right. And tonight, as I mentioned, you guys have LaPel. LaPel is 0-2, and you guys are 0-3. Both teams looking for their first win. So how are you really hoping to make a statement with this game and getting your guys' first win of the season?
Well, like you said, both teams are looking for that first win, and one of us is going to leave tonight happy, and one of us is going to be disappointed. We'll have the same game plan. We're a team that we're not a great shooting team. We struggle to score. And we have to be patient, and we have to be willing to work the basketball until we get the shots that we're capable of making, good shots, and not try to create, not try to force things to where we take bad shots. And then in our opponent, as we have ran into against Wapahani and Westfield, we have an opponent tonight that's a very good shooting team, a team that's capable of scoring in a lot of different ways. They can score inside. They can score out. They have players that can shoot deep, deep threes, so it stretches our defense. So, it's something we've seen, like especially with Wapahani and Westfield. So we have to do a good job defensively tonight. We have to be strong on the boards. They're going to be bigger than what we are. They can start a lineup that goes 6'4", 6'5", 6'5", 6'6". So block off is going to be a premium. Aggressiveness is going to be a premium. We have to come out, if we truly want to win, we have to come out and compete for 32 minutes. And we're struggling with that in practice. We play in spurts. And many times that's the way you play in games. And that's what has happened with this team in past years. And that's what has happened with us with exception of Westfield. And if we don't change that, and if we don't change the way that we play offensively and being patient and working the basketball and making good passes and then taking good shots, then we're going to continue to struggle to find wins. And one way that we can improve in that area is through practice.
All right. And then one final question here. You mentioned there, your system and working through that. And have you seen really a difference in how the players are adjusting to this system, maybe going into this game, and how you saw them over the summer?
Yeah, we have players that have really improved. We have players that are proud of themselves with the way they improved their individual game. And those are the steps that we're talking about. Now we're trying to pull all that together as a team to get all of the players on the team to make the improvements and the adjustments. We talked last night in practice. We struggle with carryover. We may have a good practice and execute the way that we're trying to get them to execute on a certain situation. Press breakers, for example, offenses, defenses when it comes to help and block off. And you think you have it, and then the next night you come out and you do the same things incorrectly. The bad habits surface again. So we're struggling with getting carryover from having a positive practice and the players seeing, hey, if we do it this way, whether it's offense or defense, it will work. And you think that they have it now and it'll carry over to the next night. Some of our players struggle with that and revert back to bad habits. And I've talked in previous radio shows, all you can do there is repetition. Hard to get rid of bad habits and create new habits, and that's what we're after. And, you know, I'm not discouraged. I'm not really surprised. It's just a process that we have to continue to work with. And I think that, back to your question, I think that we have players that understand that and they're buying into that. It's just going to take some time. And unfortunately, if you can't find a win, it makes it more difficult to get that buy-in. So, yes, tonight's game is critical for both LaPel and for Pendleton Heights trying to find a win.
All right, well, that will do it for the pregame interview. Coach Buck, thank you so much for joining me.
Thank you.
We're going to take a quick break, but when we return, the rest of the pregame show with Dawson here on the Arabian Sports Network, 91.7 WEEM.
Ready for our little forest adventure?
Yeah, I wanna go outside.
We're here.
Whoa, that was fast.
There's a forest closer than you think. Find a park or forest near you and music inspired by nature at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by USDA Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Back to Pendleton Heights basketball on the Arabian Sports Network, 91.7 WEEM.
Welcome back here to Pendleton Heights High School on the Arabian Sports Network pregame show. If you're just tuning in, I'm Dawson Peril. He's Zion Palmieri. We got just about a minute and a half until tip here this evening. But for your starting lineups, first for the Pendleton Heights Arabians at the one, it's Dontrez Braxton. The senior guard is averaging 4.4 points a game. His partner in crime in the backcourt is junior Evan Mazingo. Mazingo, a junior, last year averaged 11.3 points a game, shot 44% from three-point range. At the small forward spot, it's senior Aaron Cookston. Cookston's coming off of a five-point game in which he shot 2-for-2 from the field against Westfield last Tuesday night. At the four, it's Josiah Gustin, the senior. Last season, he led scoring for the Arabians with 13.3 points along with 7.6 rebounds. And then finishing out the group at the center spot, it's senior forward Seth LaRavia, transferred in from Westfield last season over for the Shamrocks. He averaged 5 points a game. And for the LaPel Bulldogs at the guard spot, it's sophomore Devin Craig and sophomore Quinn Wilkins, the forwards. Junior Brode Judge and junior Bode Judge, and then finally finishing off the group, senior Matthew Carpenter. The LaPel Bulldogs are led by Kevin Cherry, his second year at LaPel. His overall record for the Bulldogs, 12-15, and for the Pendleton Heights Arabians, they are led by head coach Joe Buck, who actually had a little bit of a accomplishment ceremony just before this, where Pendleton Heights rewarded his success here at Pendleton Heights. But we're going to take a quick break for the national anthem. We'll be right back on the Arabian Sports Network pregame show, 91.7 WEEM.
91.7 WEEM is a student-run radio station. We provide everything from programming to music to live sports broadcasts and podcasts. But we can't do it without your support. Everything you donate goes to the station that the students operate here on 91.7 WEEM. Donate today at 917WEEM.org. Again, that is 917WEEM.org.
Where does everyone come together to cheer as one, to build traditions, to show pride? High school sports. I'm Robert Falkins.
And I'm Janie Ulmer. We're both assistant commissioners of the Indiana High School Athletic Association. And we love how high school sports play a key role in the life of every member of a school community.
That's because high school sports are a special place where everyone shows up to have the team's back.
It's amazing to see the whole community, students and parents, coaches and teachers, come together at the school to cheer on their student athletes.
Celebrating high school sports unites us all, and that experience is essential to the pride and passion of an entire community.
Be a champion of high school sports by buying a ticket to your high school's athletic events.
This is unity. This is pride. This is your IHSAA.
Back to Pendleton Heights basketball on the Arabian Sports Network, 91.7 WEEM.
Number 23,
Welcome back here to a packed house at Pendleton Heights High School as we are just about a minute or two away from tip-off here this evening against the Pendleton Heights Arabians and LaPel Bulldogs. But as they announce the starting lineups here for the audience, taking a look at these two teams just a bit further for Pendleton Heights, coming off three straight losses, 0-3 on the season. They're 0-1 here at home. Their home opener came about a week ago against Wapahani where they lost 53-38. So Pendleton Heights very thirsty for a win, but for LaPel, they're just as thirsty. 0-2, still looking for their first win of the season. Both of these teams really, really want to win, and that's definitely going to prove to show here this evening.
Pendleton Heights definitely with the seniority here. Four seniors in the starting lineup. Of course, there is a junior, but, I mean, LaPel doesn't have that seniority and that experience in their starting five right now.
And last year for these two teams, they played over at LaPel, in which Pendleton Heights won 49-36. Aaron Cookston starred in that game last season. 18 points, 3 steals. Josiah Gustin right behind him with 14 points, 8 rebounds. And then for LaPel, you're going to look at Devin Craig, who had a 10-point game the last time he played the Arabians, as well as Bode Judge, who had 8 points but 5 fouls the last time these two teams met. And on top of that, last year, this LaPel game was their first win of the season. So although they are starting 0-3, this is exactly where they were last year. I'm sure they're going to be hoping to repeat last season when it comes to their matchups against the LaPel Bulldogs. But meeting here at center court for the tip for the Arabians, it's the 6'8 senior Josiah Gustin. And for the LaPel Bulldogs, it's the senior Matthew Carpenter. Carpenter's coming off of a 4-point game against Frankton. Ball is up and we're underway here this evening. Arabians win the tip. Dontrez lobs it up high for Josiah Gustin. Gustin can't finish. Laravia with the offensive board, and Laravia puts it in with the right-handed hook.
Laravia with a great assist on that one.
Laravia starting strong with 2 points on the board, and Arabians gonna draw first blood now. LaPel attacking the right basket. Bro Judge, with it. Gives it over to Devin Craig, top of the key. Craig gets it poked away by Dontrez Braxton, but he recovers. Bro Judge with it. Finds his brother, Bode Judge. Far wing, now into the corner, Matthew Carpenter. Carpenter right back to Bode Judge. Bode, top of the key, guarded by Josiah Gustin. Drives right side, kicks it out. LaPel, nice ball movement here. But Arabians not letting any easy shots for him. Devin Craig, top of the key, bounce pass over to Quinn Wilkins. Corner three, it's a tough one, no good, lot of contact. That was Brode Judge with the miss, and the Arabians leave LaPel empty-handed back on offense now. Gustin has it, top of the key, lot of room, thought about the shot, doesn't take it, instead gives it to Mazingo in the corner. He takes the three and drains it. Mazingo for three.
The ball movement there was the story on that drive.
Arabians starting hot, 2-for-2, 5-0. Arabians lead 2, 24 left to play in the first. Top of the key, Bode Judge, Pendleton Heights, student section starting a good chant here. Trying to get into the head of the Bulldogs. And an out of bounds. They did just that. That was Devin Craig who received the pass. His foot was out of bounds, though. So that'll be a LaPel turnover, their first of the game. Pendleton Heights going to get the ball right back, up 5-0. Braxton crossing the timeline. Gives it off to Mazingo. Then Josiah Gustin takes the top of the key. Three off of the front iron. A nice high effort play from Seth Laravia, jumping after the ball, knocking it off of a LaPel Bulldog player. Out of bounds, last touched by LaPel. So Pendleton Heights will keep possession down here to our left after a very nice hustle play from the senior forward, Laravia. Gustin gets it on the entry pass from Braxton, kicks it back outside. Laravia with an open three. You can't leave him open. Laravia for three. And just like that, LaPel is going to have to take an early timeout here. Pendleton Heights leads 8-0, 5:44 to play in the first. We're going to take a quick break. You're listening to the Arabian Sports Network, 91.7 WEEN.
This presentation of the Arabian Sports Network is underwritten by Citizens State Bank. Citizens State Bank offers personal and business banking loans and investing services. Citizens State Bank has hours Monday through Saturday with a 24-hour drive-up ATM. Located in Pendleton at 129 South Pendleton Avenue and online at mycsbin.com. Again, that's mycsbin.com.
Back to Pendleton Heights basketball on the Arabian Sports Network, 91.7 WEEM.
Welcome you back here to Joe Buck Court. If you're just tuning in, scoreboard reads Pendleton Heights 8, LaPel 0. LaPel trailing Pendleton Heights, but they do have current possession of the ball and a chance to put their first points on the scoreboard here. Now with Devin Craig with it. Craig drives baseline, puts up the floater, in and out, and rebounded, Josiah Gustin and Pendleton Heights.
Just what Pendleton Heights needs, up eight and the ball.
And what I've noticed, biggest difference so far for Pendleton Heights is their confidence. You can just tell they're shooting with more confidence, defending with more confidence, and that's exactly what this team needed after a rough start. Braxton with it, left wing, over to Seth LaRavia in the corner, step back, triple. Off the mark, no good, rebounded. Quinn Wilkins in LaPel. Devin Craig, bounce pass. Over to Bo Judge. Judge over to Wilkins now. Wilkins guarded by Mazingo, right back to Bode. Bode guarded by LaRavia. Hands off, Devin Craig. Then rockets it over to Quinn Wilkins. Top of the key three here from Bo Judge is off the mark, but an offensive rebound there from Matthew Carpenter, who goes up strong and gets the foul call. Carpenter will go to the line for a pair. Josiah Gustin on the foul, his first, and the Arabians first of the quarter. Carpenter on the year, averaging 45%. Shooting 45%, excuse me, from the free throw stripe. Missed his first. Cooper Sims going to check in for the Arabians, subbing for. Dontrez Braxton is going to take a seat on the bench. Probably the biggest outing so far this season when it comes to Pendleton Heights student section. And Matthew Carpenter heard all of that. Misses both free throws. There was a chance. Bo Judge got some points on the board after a rebound, but missed the second chance shot. Arabians back on offense. Gustin with it. Hands off Mazingo. Mazingo near wing. Finds LaRavia off the screen. LaRavia thought about the shot. Doesn't take it. Instead gives it over to Cooper Sims. He gives it right back to LaRavia on the left wing. Mazingo off screen three. Off the mark. No good. Fight for the board is picked up by Quinn Wilkins and LaPel.
If you're LaPel, you're taking it slow here and you're trying to get something going.
Quinn Wilkins, right corner, inside pass here to Matthew Carpenter, and he is stripped away, but a jump ball called here before Seth LaRavia could really get the ball away here, but it's going to go to the Arabians. Refs talking things over here. Well, Bell's coach says it's our ball, and sure enough, one of the refs got it wrong. This is LaPel's basketball, not Pendleton Heights. Refs will talk it over, though. And this should be LaPel, and sure enough, refs will correct their mistake. LaPel ball. As they will inbound here from the baseline. 8-0 our score. Pendleton Heights leads. 3:43 left to play in the first. Bro Judge. Gets it off of the inbound over to Devin Craig, right wing. Bounce pass to Carpenter. Right back to Devin Craig, guarded by Sims. Going to receive a screen, spins off of it. Tries to put it in with the right hand. Can't get it to fall. An offensive rebound by Bo Judge, and then a jumper is missed. LaPel still looking for their first points with 3:20 left to play in the first. Arabians lead 8-0. Mazingo over to Josiah Gustin, then to Cooper Sims. Sims, Seth to Seth LaRavia. LaRavia, top of the key, three, and LaRavia drains it for his second three for the night. Laravia is up to already 8 points this evening.
Big night for Laravia with the deep three there.
Laravia averaged 5 points on Westfield last season. Transferred over to Pendleton Heights. Was looking for his breakout game and has a chance for it here tonight. A missed shot from Matthew Carpenter. Good defense from Josiah Gustin. And then Gustin gets the rebound as well. Ravians back on offense. They double Josiah. Cookston in the corner. Drives baseline. Goes up strong. And finishes strong. Aaron Cookston for two.
You mentioned Pendleton Heights' record beforehand. They are not playing like 0-3. They're playing with a lot more confidence, as you said before.
13-0 our score now. 2:18 to play in the first. Ravians fueled by their tough defense so far in this one. Quinn Wilkins to Devin Craig. Craig looking right back to Wilkins. Near wing, guarded by Mazingo. Then over to Brode Judge. Brode Judge guarded by the lockdown senior Aaron Cookston. Craig now gets it. Spins. Looking. Bounce pass right back to Brode Judge. And Brode Judge wants to reset. He's going to find his brother Bode Judge. Left wing. Now to Quinn Wilkins. Wilkins delivers to the corner. Brode Judge. Now to the low right block. Bo Judge working on Josiah Gustin. Spins, shoots, gets the bucket and the foul. A nice move by Bode Judge. Wrong Judge brother there to get the foul and the potential and one here. Josiah Gustin, his second already here, has the only two Arabian fouls. Gustin's going to have to watch himself, as sure enough, Coach Buck will say, we'll play it safe, and sub in Reese Kaplinger for Josiah Gustin. Bo Judge, 65% free throw shooter, nails the and one shot. He's up to 3 points, and LaPel now with points on the board, 13-3, Arabians lead. Laravia over to Cookston. Cookston, jump fake, and then finishes through. Nice move by Cookston. Devin Craig finds Hunter Suhana in the corner. Suhana, a former Arabian. Three ball here from Craig is off the mark. Craig shooting 22% from three. Not too hot to start the season.
Joe Buck trying to slow down play here as the Arabians lead big.
Yeah, 40 seconds to play. You got to think if the Arabians maybe want to get a last shot, but they won't even have a chance to have a shot, period, as Seth Laravia tries to find Reese Kaplinger on the left block, but overthrows him out of bounds. Arabians with a turnover, as now Isaac Wilson will sub in for Evan Mazingo. And I got to say, this LaPel team already looking pretty tired, at least the starters are. As I was just mentioning, Hunter Suhana subbed in on that previous dead ball. Arabian fans want to travel on that drive from Devin Craig. Doesn't get one. Quinn Wilkins over to Bo Judge. Judge shakes Kaplinger and finishes wide open. No contest under the bucket.
Size and physicality, the story on that one, just powers through.
Moravia with another three off the mark, and Reese Kaplinger pulled in the rebound, but it was too late as clock buzzer sounds, and that'll do it for our first quarter. 15-5 Arabians lead. We're going to take a quick break. Second quarter coming up next after this on the Arabian Sports Network, 91.7 WEEN.
This presentation of the Arabian Sports Network is underwritten by Detour Salons and Style. Detour Salon and Style provides women, men, and children haircuts, special occasions, spa days, gift certificates, float tank therapy, massage therapy, permanent makeup, lash extensions, signature facials, IPL laser therapy, red carpet facials, and treatments such as teeth bleaching, hair removal, and more. On Facebook and Twitter or at DetourSalon.com. Detour Salon and Style.
Where does everyone come together to cheer as one, to build traditions, to show pride? High school sports. I'm Robert Falcons.
And I'm Janie Ulmer. We're both assistant commissioners of the Indiana High School Athletic Association, and we love how high school sports play a key role in the life of every member of a school community.
That's because high school sports are a special place where everyone shows up to have the team's back.
It's amazing to see the whole community, students and parents, coaches and teachers, come together at the school to cheer on their student athletes.
Celebrating high school sports unites us all, and that experience is essential to the pride and passion of an entire community.
Be a champion of high school sports by buying a ticket to your high school's athletic events.
This is unity. This is pride. This is your IHSAA.
Back to Pendleton Heights basketball on the Arabian Sports Network, 91.7 WEEM.
Welcome you back here to Joe Buck Court. We're already underway here in the second quarter. Arabians with the lead 18-5 as Seth LaRavia hits yet another three. He's now up to 11 points here in this second quarter, the beginning of this second quarter. On top of that, LaPel. Now with the basketball attacking the right basket, Hunter Suhana has it top of the key. Suhana gives it up to Wilkins. Wilkins, shot fake, lobs it up high to Bo Judge. Judge tries it with his left hand, can't get it to fall. Offensive rebound, finishes with the right after the underthrew. Gets the foul as well. Bo Judge with his second and one of the night as he'll go to the line for yet another free throw.
Once again, his size showing there. His ability to finish is just immaculate so far.
Yeah, he had a pump fake after the offensive rebound. Got Reese Kaplinger to jump and then finished through with a reverse layup. Got the contact and the foul. He does miss the and-one free throw, recovered by Seth LaRavia and the Arabians, as Dontrez Braxton will push it for Pendleton Heights. Wilson, right wing, finds Aaron Cookston. Now to Dontrez Braxton, near corner. LaRavia has it. Shot from 12 feet away. Misses it. Offensive rebound from Dontrez Braxton. Now Isaac Wilson, the three ball. And Isaac Wilson knocks it from downtown.
Dontrez Braxton there with a good pass and then a good screen for Isaac Wilson to hit that three.
Everything's falling for the Arabians so far in this one. 21-7, 6:30 to play in the second. A lot of that coming from the three-point arc. Bo Judge once again finishing strong at the rim. Arabians tried to take the charge. Reese Kaplinger did a good job selling it, but unfortunately there just wasn't much contact there, so the refs didn't call anything. Hunter Suhana had the dive for the ball. It was a good effort, hustle play from Hunter Suhana, but refs are going to say it was kick ball. Pendleton Heights will keep possession. Oh no, this will be good. This will go to LaPel. Yeah.
Reese Kaplinger also dived for that one, almost had it.
Yeah, so my guess is Reese Kaplinger must have kicked it, as LaPel will get the ball right back off of the kickball violation. Arabians leading 21-9, 6:05 to play in the second. Throw to Judge, top of the key. Over to Devin Craig. Left wing, can't hit. Rebounded Seth LaRavia. Arabians attacking the left basket once again. Wilson has it, right wing. Gives it right back to Dontrez Braxton, then to Mazingo, near wing. Cookston swings it over to Wilson. Wilson, far corner, in trouble. Throws it away, and it's picked off by LaPel. Got a jump ball here. Dontrez Braxton and Seth LaRavia got their hands in the cookie jar, and jump ball will be called, but this will stay with LaPel. Aaron Cookston says this is our ball, but yeah, sure enough is LaPel's basketball, as the quarter did end there.
Isaac Wilson double team there, had to throw it away somewhere. It gets picked off.
21-9, 5:16 to play in the second. Devin Craig with it for LaPel, over to Bro to Judge, then finds his brother Bo to Judge, who's working on LaRavia in the low paint. Chucks up a shot, can't get it to fall. Good defense from LaRavia.
Arabians getting lots of rebounds so far this game.
Braxton over to Mazingo. Mazingo then to LaRavia. Corner three. Seth LaRavia, why not? Another three for the senior.
Seth Aravia having his career game for the Arabians with, I believe, 13 points so far.
24-9 after the Seth Aravia 3-4-36 to play in the first half. A nice move. Bo Judge responds with a spin to the jumper and hits the shot. Judge, Bode Judge, that is, the only scoring for the LaPel Bulldogs so far. Laravia, another three in and out. Rebounded LaPel, cross-court pass over to Suhana. Suhana finishes on the fast break with the left hand as he's wide open under the basket.
LaPel.
Braxton with it for Pendleton Heights. Over to Isaac Wilson. Wilson nearly loses it, but Arabians recover. Mazingo for three off the front rim, left it short. Braxton with another offensive rebound, his second of the night. Braxton between the rings. Coach Buck wants to set up a play here. Wilson, left wing, drives baseline. Foul on the floor here.
Great pass there by Isaac Wilson.
Yeah. That was Hunter Suhana with the foul there. His first and LaPel's first of the quarter. Coming in now for Pendleton Heights, Cooper Sis. And coming in for LaPel is Talon Jarrett, the senior. All right, we're going to pause 10 seconds for station identification here at 91.7 WEEN.
Broadcasting from the WEEM studios, underwritten by Community Hospital Anderson, this is the Arabian Sports Network, 91.7 WEEM Pendleton.
Back to Pendleton Heights basketball on the Arabian Sports Network, 91.7 WEEM.
Evan Mazingo misses the three. The Arabians lead LaPel 24-13. LaPel with the ball now. 3:13 to play in the second. Bo Judge with the top of the key over to Devin Craig. Craig near wing, guarded by Dontrez Braxton. Right back to Bo Judge. Judge for three. Off the front iron and no good. Rebounded. Arabians Evan Mazingo. Mazingo now with it on the offensive end, and a timeout called by Coach Buck, as Coach Buck appears to be struggling with the communication to his team. He's stomped his foot several times so far, but we're going to take a quick break with him. 24-13, 2:48 to play in the second. You're listening to the Arabian Sports Network, 91.7 WEEM.
This presentation of the Arabian Sports Network is underwritten by Anita's Diner, located at 777 East Water Street in Pendleton. Daily specials both eat in and carry out from 6 a.m. to 2 p.m. Monday through Friday. More information at 765-778-0001. Again, that's 765-778-0001. Anita's Diner.
Back to Pendleton Heights basketball on the Arabian Sports Network, 91.7 WEEM.
Welcome you back here to Pendleton Heights High School. 24-13 our score. Pendleton Heights leads with 2:47 left to play in the first half. Pendleton Heights with possession of the ball as well, as Dontrez Braxton has it. Guarded by Talon Jarrett. Braxton over to Cooper Sims. Then to Cookston, top of the key, right back to Braxton. Dontrez gives it to Mazingo, then gives the screen. Mazingo with the jumper from 12 feet out is no good. Rebounded LaPel. As now Devin Craig crossing the timeline for the Bulldogs. Craig receives the double screen there at the top of the key. Craig then gives it over to Talon Jarrett. Lob up high to Matthew Carpenter, but it's knocked away and stolen away by Pendleton Heights. Braxton, far corner, gives it over to Mazingo, into Cooper Sims. Arabian swings it around the perimeter. Mazingo Then to Cooper Sims. Sims on the drive. And Sims finishes at the basket with a strong right hand. That's Sims' sixth point of the season, as he had four last game against Westfield. Foul call here. Cooper Sims tried to take the charge. Devin Craig was the ball carrier, but they said Cooper Sims didn't quite, or it was Dontrez Braxton with the foul, excuse me, must have reached on the Devin Craig drive, so Craig will go to the line for two shots. Craig gets the first. 26-14 our score now, a minute 24 to play in the second. Craig makes them both from the line, 2 for 2 on that trip, and LaPel cuts down this Pendletonites lead now to 11 points, a minute 20 to play in the second quarter. Braxton crossing the half court for Pendletonites. Mazingo in the corner, over to Cookston. Now top of the key. All right, back to Braxton. Braxton then fires with one hand to Aaron Cookston. Braxton with it, guarded by Talon Jarrett. Gives it over to Cookston. Cookston's going to want to settle things here, set up a play. Cookston gets it over Cooper Sims, then to Dontrez Braxton. Ravens is moving around the ball here. Braxton fakes the drive, then kicks it over to Cookston in the corner. Cookston then hands off to Mazingo. Ravens again just getting around the perimeter, and LaPel is going to foul here. It's Hunter Suhanna, I do believe, who tried to get in to the ball, and sure enough, that will be Hunter Suhanna with the foul there.
LaPel playing great defense on that possession until the foul there.
Mazingo gets it off of the inbound, gives it over to Dontrez Braxton. Braxton then to LaRavia, and it's stolen away. Hunter Suhanna with the steal and the finish on the fast break. Nice job by Hunter Suhanna to pick it off. Last second shot by Mazingo from half court is no good, and that'll do it for the first half. Pendletonites dominating in the first quarter, but LaPel making a comeback there in the second. 26-17 is our score after two. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, Emily Poley was able to sit down with Dean of Students, Mr. Jones, here at the high school for our halftime interview on the Arabian Sports Network Halftime Show at 91.7 WEEM.
This presentation of the Arabian Sports Network is underwritten by Twister's Soda Bar, located at 3289 West Engle Road, right across from Pendleton Heights High School. Twister's Soda Bar offers a variety of drinks, including sodas, seltzers, lemonades, iced coffee, sweetened or unsweetened tea, snacks, and can combine any of those with their syrups, creams, fruit, candy, and edible glitter. Open Monday through Saturday from 11 a.m. to 8 p.m. More information is available at twistersodabar.com. Twister's Soda Bar.
Where does everyone come together to cheer as one, to build traditions, to show pride? High school sports. I'm Robert Falkins.
And I'm Janie Ulmer. We're both assistant commissioners of the Indiana High School Athletic Association, and we love how high school sports play a key role in the life of every member of a school community.
That's because high school sports are a special place where everyone shows up to have the team's back.
It's amazing to see the whole community, students and parents, coaches and teachers, come together at the school to cheer on their student athletes.
Celebrating high school sports unites us all, and that experience is essential to the pride and passion of an entire community.
Be a champion of high school sports by buying a ticket to your high school's athletic events.
This is unity. This is pride. This is your IHSAA.
Ready for our little forest adventure?
Yes!
We're here.
Whoa, that was fast.
There's a forest closer than you think. Find a park or forest near you and music inspired by nature at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by USDA Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Back to Pendleton Heights basketball on the Arabian Sports Network, 91.7 WEEM.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the ASN Halftime Show on 91.7 WEEM. I'm Emily Pulley, and I'm here with
Ryan Jones, Dean of Students.
So, thank you for joining me today, Mr. Jones. How are you doing today?
I'm great. It's a Wednesday, halfway through the week. Great place to be.
Great. So, first off, tell me about, like, your background, like, your personal life, education, what you taught in the past.
Sure. So, when I first started teaching, I used to teach at Zionsville High School. So I first went to Franklin College for science education, and then I taught at Zionsville for 2 years. And then came to Pendleton and taught there for three and three-fourths of a year. And then our principal, Mr. Rose, started a dean of students position, which I applied for. And I started that mid-semester of last spring, which was kind of very unique in many different ways, having kids that I had to leave in the classroom, which made me sad. But it was kind of a learning on the job experience, but I wouldn't change it. I do miss teaching in the class, but once again, just part of it.
Mm-hmm. So what does a normal day look like as a dean?
So in our school, most bigger schools like an HSC or Fisher's, deans do pretty much exclusively discipline and sometimes attendance. Mrs. Cummings and I do a lot of things. Obviously, the attendance and disciplines are number one. But following that, we kind of have unique roles for each of us. So I do a lot of our facility rentals here at the school. So if an external company wants to use our school space, like a cafeteria or the media center, they can do that. I also help with our custodians, hiring of custodians, things of that sort. And then kind of a slew of other things attached with that. But I enjoy it all. It really makes the day go by fast. I mean, I never really find myself looking at the clock anymore. Like, look up, it's lunchtime, look up again, it's the end of the day, and end the day with bus duty, and we're on our way. So it's usually how that goes.
What are the responsibilities of a dean?
So the main responsibility is obviously the not-so-fun part is discipline. I mean, it's one of those things that we have to help kids understand, you know, the rules and guidelines and policies of our school. I will say typically at Pendleton, a lot of kids here are honest and they're good kids. They just sometimes make mistakes, and our goal is to help them learn from those mistakes. That's the whole point of school, just so they make better choices in the future. And I would say since Ms. Cummings and I have started, I think we're going that direction. You know, a lot of kids kind of know our expectations, and it's been better for it.
Good. What inspired you to become one of our deans?
So originally the plan was to be an athletic director, which kind of looking at it now, it's a job that takes a lot of time, especially after school. And with a family, it's really, really tough to balance that schedule. And so I knew administration was kind of my next step. It was kind of funny because my second year here, while all the kids were taking finals, I was doing my finals and my master's program through Ball State. Which it's hard to balance both, but you just, you know, sometimes got to do what you got to do. I finished that up, and, you know, I kind of felt myself, I still enjoy teaching. I just kind of was ready for something different, just kind of change it up. And so being that I really enjoy Pendleton Heights and South Madison, the opportunity arose to be an administrator here. And so I took the opportunity for that.
What did you have to do to become a part of this position?
To be an administrator, you have to have your master's degree in education, administration, K through 12. And so first it starts with your bachelor's of education. Then following is a master's in education administration, specifically for a sole dean position. Technically, you don't need a master's, but the things that I do, and Mrs. Cummings does as well, does require you to have an admin degree with, like, teacher evaluations, things of that sort.
Mm-hmm. What are the benefits of being a dean?
the benefits is kind of getting to interact with all types of students. You know, sometimes when you teach a specific course, you get maybe 1/10 of the school, if that, in your when their entirety of their 4 years. But now I kind of get to interact with everybody. Before, you know, I thought I was pretty good at knowing kids' names, and now I have to be even better. Like, I know most kids, and if I don't know their name, I at least know something about them where I can relate to them and get to meet just kind of a very wide range. You know, being in the science field, typically I get the kids who like science, and then now I get to know the kids who like the arts or music or other, you know, other various things that before I would never meet before because their interests weren't necessarily mine.
What are the challenges that come with this job?
It gets tough because, like, suspending a kid is never fun. Like, there's no enjoyment for me on it because the ideal world, I never have to suspend anybody. I never have to give detention to anybody. They can just come to school, learn, and be a kid. But like I said, sometimes when kids make mistakes, we have policies in place and we have to follow the rules. And so, like I said, I never, ever enjoy it. But it's just something that I have to do. So,
what is the biggest obstacle you have to face throughout the day?
The biggest obstacle is time management. I get pulled in a lot of different directions and prioritizing what needs my attention immediately. Since I made the switch to an admin role, a lot of project-based stuff. Like, for example, one of the things that we're demoing right now in the school is our electronic pass system, which that was something I had to do meetings on and multiple emails on. And then finally, we've got it starting to be demoed. And then just things like that. It's just kind of one piece at a time. It doesn't all happen just at once. Where, like, as a teacher, you know, you can see the start of a chapter, the end of a chapter, the start of a test, the end of a test. Like, there's a lot of long-term goals, and you're kind of constantly always working towards those. And sometimes it's tough because you don't see those things get completed and put away. Like, it's just constant working through those.
So, like, what does your life look like outside of just a school, but you're still, like, working?
So one of the things is, like, I try not to be attached to my email because it's really easy to do that. My email has never been as busy as it is now, which is fine. I mean, it's just a lot of people need information or requesting things from you. And the more timely you can be, typically it's received better. I mean, that's just everybody wants immediate responses. And so that's challenging. But now, not coaching anymore, I've got some free time kind of. Once school stops, I don't have to be somewhere technically. Like, I have a little bit more freedom to answer things like that wherever I deem fit. But that's really definitely helped with the time management piece.
And that was our time on this halftime show.
Here at 91.7 WEEM, we keep updated with our community by being on the hottest social media platforms around. Follow us at 91.7 WEEM on Facebook, Twitter, TikTok, Instagram, and YouTube.
Follow us today.
We would love to hear from all of our listeners, so go to our Instagram today to answer our daily poll. Keep updated with our latest posts and trends here on 91.7 WEEM.
Back to Pendleton Heights basketball on the Arabian Sports Network, 91.7 WEEM.
We welcome you back here to the Arabian Sports Network, 91.7 WEEM. Score at the half, Pendleton Heights leading the LaPel Bulldogs 26-17. We're already getting underway here in the second half as the players take the floor. And Pendleton Heights, of course, there in that first half, it was fueled by a very impressive first half performance. Started off on a 13-0 run, but there in the second quarter, LaPel started getting going on offense and kind of clawed their way back into this thing. So we resume here. Arabians leading by 9 points as they are going to start with possession here as Aaron Cookston gets it from Dontrez Braxton. Then to Mazingo, corner. Cookston lobs it up high to Gustin. Gustin receives it, kicks it back outside. Laravia for three. Off the mark, no good. Rebound on the outside by Quinn Wilkins and the LaPel Bulldogs. Sophomore Devin Craig now with it. Over to Quinn Wilkins. Wilkins right back to Craig. Bounce pass. Bo Judge finds his brother Brode Judge, who tries the fade jumper and is off the mark. Rebounded by Seth LaRavia and the Arabians. Mazingo gets it quickly on the other side. We give it right back to Dontrez Braxton. Seth LaRavia bounce pass to the inside. Josiah Gustin with a difficult spin and shoot. Can't get it to fall. Swirled around and out. Arabians 0 for 2 so far here in this second half.
Just a little unlucky there.
Devin Craig bounce pass to Wilkins. Wilkins right back to Craig. Three ball, a deep three. No good, but Josiah had his back turned, and Matthew Carpenter gets the easy rebound and the easy bucket.
You said it very easy.
Cookston to LaRavia. Back to Cookston. Now to Dontrez Braxton. Braxton drives back outside to Cookston, then to Seth LaRavia in the corner. Mazingo with it. He had a three in the first half. Cy Gustin gets it on the inside. Double teamed. Back outside to Aaron Cookston. Drives. Right-handed. No good. Offensive rebound by Josiah Gustin. Gustin shot fake. Nearly lost his balance. Recovers. Passes it to Aaron Cookston. And a timeout called by Coach Buck in Pendleton Heights. 26-19, our score, 5:59 to play in the third. We're going to take a quick break. You're listening to the Arabian Sports Network, 91.7 WEEM.
This presentation of the Arabian Sports Network is underwritten by Citizens State Bank. Citizens State Bank offers personal and business banking loans and investing services. Citizens State Bank has hours Monday through Saturday with a 24-hour drive-up ATM located in Pendleton at 129 South Pendleton Avenue and online at mycsbin.com. Again, that's mycsbin.com.
Back to Pendleton Heights basketball on the Arabian Sports Network, 91.7 WEEM.
Welcome you back here to the Arabian Sports Network, 91.7 WEEM. 26-19, our score, 5:50 to play in the third. Arabians with the lead and the ball here as we got a fadeaway jumper by Josiah Gustin, which is no good. And Evan Mazingo went high for the rebound, but it was stripped away by Brode Judge and the Bulldogs. Carpenter now with the top of the key over to Wilkins. Bro Judge with a deep, deep three in and out. LaPel could have used that one. The Arabians will recover. 5:20 to play in the third. Dontrez Braxton crossing the timeline for Pendleton Heights. Seth LaRavia now with it in the corner. Arabians once again moving this ball around the perimeter. Cookston to LaRavia. Corner three. For the senior, off the mark and no good. LaRavia was 4-for-7 from three-point range in that first half. Already missed two here in the second. Made none. Devin Craig fakes the drive. Back out now to Brode Judge at the logo. A lot of contact there from Aaron Cookson. No foul called. Bo Judge loses it. Out of bounds. Last touch lapel. Pendleton Heights going to get the ball right back off of a turnover there by lapel as Cooper Sims will sub back in for the Arabians. Sitting down Dontrez Braxton. Arabians fluctuating their guards quite a bit so far in this one. See quite a bit of Isaac Wilson, Cooper Sims getting some quality bench minutes. Gustin nearly loses it, recovers, and finds Evan Mazingo on the perimeter. Gives it right back to Gustin. Gustin the baseline, Jay. Once again, no good. No scoring here in the second half by either team. Score remains 26-19 with 4:02 to play in the third. Wilkins over to Bode Judge. Judge for three, and another miss as Arabians recover with the rebounds. Mazingo has it in the corner. Gives it over to Aaron Cookston. Far wing. Then to Cooper Sims. Sims, who had it nearly stolen away. We've got a foul here on the floor. Sims drove with his left and was fouled on the drive there. That was Devin Craig, his first and LaPel's first of the quarter. Since this one was on the ground, here's Cooper Sims from the baseline inbounding. Lobs it up high for Josiah Gustin. Gustin gets it, puts it up, but misses. A lot of contact. Coach Buck wants a foul. Nothing called. Bro Judge on the other end once again. A lot of contact, and here's a foul off of the rebound. There was a lot of contact there on that sequence, but I don't know if that's where I would call the foul. But either way, Rabians back on offense as Cooper Sims will walk it up the backcourt for Pendleton Heights. Cookston over to Sims. Has it nearly stolen away. It's out of bounds. Last touch, LaPel.
I think both teams are here to slow down play and just, you know, fundamentals. Just get it done.
Arabia gets it in the corner. Right back to Aaron Cookston. Now to the senior Mazingo in the near corner. Airballs the three. Rare bad shot from Mazingo in the corner. He's been kind of having a cold night in that first half. He was 1-for-4 with 3 points and no score here in the second. Another steal, this one from Seth LaRavia. Stole it away from Matthew Carpenter. LaRavia gets it right back to Cooper Sims. Chest pass to Cookston. Now to Mazingo. Arabians looking for a good shot. And in these physical games where not many fouls are being called, you gotta change your game plan and gotta be flexible. We get a timeout here once again by Coach Buck because he's gonna want to talk things over with his team. 26-19, 2:21 to play in the third on the Arabian Sports Network, 91.7 WEEN.
This presentation of the Arabian Sports Network is brought to you by House of Service Heating and Air Conditioning, located at 8711 South State Road 9 in Pendleton, serving Pendleton and surrounding communities since 1960, offering residential heating and air conditioning service and installation, as well as financing and preventative maintenance plans. More information is available at 765-778-3838, House of Service Heating and Air Conditioning.
Back to Pendleton Heights basketball on the Arabian Sports Network, 91.7 WEEN.
Welcome back here to Joe Buck Court on the Arabian Sports Network. 26-19, Arabians lead, 2:21 to play in the third. Just got a timeout there from Pendleton Heights. It was their second of the half. Arabians now down to two timeouts.
Joe Buck didn't like what he saw there. Just trying to slow down play. There's been one score since this third quarter started. So
Cookston going to inbound here for the Arabians, just in front of Pendleton Heights' his bench. Finds Evan Mazingo on the inbound. Mazingo guarded by Brode Judge. Now to Seth LaRavia. Gives it off to Josiah Gustin. Gustin misses the jumper from about 8 feet out off of the front iron. Rebounded LaPel. Devin Craig, bounce pass to Hunter Shuhana. Shuhana, the former Pendleton Heights Arabian, will give it over to Bode Judge, and then to Quentin Wilkins. Drive right side by Bo Judge. Can't finish through. He's looking a bit tired here, at least on that possession. LaRavia goes up strong. He's blocked. Swatted away by Bo Judge. But stolen right back by the Arabians. LaPel had a chance to get some points off of the turnover, but couldn't follow through. Josiah Gustin on the other end, wide open under the basket in his own zip code as he gets his first basket of the game. Just kind of a rare thing to say this late for Josiah Gustin. Minute 11 to play in the third. Bo Judge trying to back down LaRavia. Steps up, nearly traveled, but kept a foot on the ground. Hunter Shuhana for three. Off the mark and no good. Recovered by the Arabians. Just under a minute to play now. Cooper Sims over to Aaron Cookston. Mismatch. Arabians pointing down low, but Josiah Gustin says he doesn't want it. Instead, gives it up to Mazingo. Mazingo can't finish through. Fight for the board. Lapel comes away with it. Bro Judge, step back three. No good. Don't know if that was a shot you wanted to take there, but a foul here on the floor. Seth Aravia is going to get called with it, it looks like. Aravia doesn't like the call. No, it was Josiah Gustin. Excuse me. His third.
Bro Judge wanted the fast break points. Couldn't haul in the pass, so he decides to shoot the three.
Yeah, again, he was got the ball really with a wide open lane, but two Arabian defenders got in position, and Bro Judge was forced to take the difficult three. Good transition defense for Pendleton Knights. Bro Judge with yet another missed three. Rebounded by Evan Mazingo, and the Arabians back on offense with 25 seconds to play in the quarter. Cooper Sims guarded by Craig. Over to Mazingo. Mazingo finds Cookston. Now to Cooper Sims. Right back to Evan Mazingo. Mazingo hands off to Sims. Cooper's guarded by Judge. Seth Aravia for three at the buzzer. It's over the backboard and no good. And that'll do it for this very, very defensive and low-scoring third quarter. Pendleton Heights leads 28-19. We're going to take a quick break. Don't you guys go anywhere. Fourth quarter coming up next in this in-county matchup here on the Arabian Sports Network, 91.7 WEEN.
What makes education-based athletics in Indiana different from other youth sports programs?
Our coaches genuinely care about their student-athletes as people, not just as athletes. And their top priority is teaching and mentoring, not winning and losing.
Our student-athletes play for the love of the game. They have pride in their school and community. They want to represent something bigger than themselves.
Our parents and fans know the student-athletes on the team. They've seen them grow up and care about them. They paint their faces, pack the stands, and cheer loud and proud. I'm Robert Falkins.
And I'm Carrie Rosati. We're both assistant commissioners of the IHSAA. High school sports in Indiana couldn't be more different from other youth sports programs.
And we wouldn't have it any other way. Be a champion of high school sports and buy a ticket to your high school's athletic events.
This is keeping education in front of athletics. This is passion you won't find anywhere else. This is your IHSAA.
Back to Pendleton Heights basketball on the Arabian Sports Network, 91.7 WEEM.
Welcome you back here to Joe Buck Court on the Arabian Sports Network. Start of the fourth quarter, Pendleton Heights leads Lapel 28-19. As Lapel trails by 9 points, they will start with possession. Here's you have Quinn Wilkins, in the corner. Gives it over to Devin Craig. Craig with a contested shot. No good. Had a chance to get his own miss, but it knocks off the tip of his fingertips and rebounded Pendleton Knights. Cookston down low. Puts it up. Finishes despite the heavy contested shot there. And Arabians will get this fourth quarter started with a solid basket down low by the senior forward Cookston.
Fighting through the double team, he's still able to make in the shot.
Cookston now up to six. Bulldogs now on the other end. He got a steal here. Quinn Wilkins lost it off of the pass, and Evan Mazingo stole it away. Cooper Sims, near wing. Over to Aaron Cookston. Gets a screen from Josiah Gustin, but then decides to give it over to Cooper Sims. Bounce pass to Mazingo. Mazingo looking right back to Josiah Gustin. Gustin then finds Cookston just inside the perimeter. Three ball from Evan Mazingo is up and good. Top of the key, three, nothing but the net. We got a timeout here by Lapel. Arabians pushing their lead here early in the fourth, 33-19. 6:37 left to play in the fourth. You're listening to the Arabian Sports Network, 91.7 WEEN.
This presentation of the Arabian Sports Network is underwritten by Dr. Danarite's Dental Studio, offering dental care for children and adults, as well as the education for the maintenance of your dental health. More information is available by phone at 765-221-5900, on-site at 113 South Heritage Way in Pendleton, or online at drdanarites.com. Dr. Danarite's Dental Studio.
Back to Pendleton Heights basketball on the Arabian Sports Network, 91.7 WEEM.
Welcome you back here to Pendleton Heights High School on the Arabian Sports Network. Pendleton Heights leads 33-19 over the LaPel Bulldogs. 6 minutes, 37 left to play in the fourth. Pendleton Heights with 5 points here in the fourth quarter. First came from Aaron Cookston down low, and then the second from Evan Mazingo on the top of the key three, which then prompted LaPel to take the timeout. LaPel, by the way, that was their first timeout of the second half. They have three remaining. Pendleton Heights only with two remaining.
5 points were scored by the Arabians right there. That was one more than the whole third quarter right there. So the Arabians, you know, coming out of the quarter quick.
LaPel will have possession coming out of the timeout as Craig walks it up for the Bulldogs. He finds Suhanna in the far corner. Now down low to Beau to Judge. Judge working on Seth Arabia, loses it, and it's stolen away. He wants a foul. Doesn't get one. From my angle, that looked like a good, clean steal from the senior Laravia. Laravia gets the ball off the screen, and Seth Laravia finishes with a two-hand dunk. And yet another timeout by LaPel as Coach Kevin Cherry is walking on the court, meeting his players, as he is not a happy man. We're going to take yet another break. 35-19, 6:02 to play. Arabians going on a little run here early in the fourth. You're listening to the Arabian Sports Network, 91.7 WEEM.
This presentation of the Arabian Sports Network is underwritten by Regenerative Health and Wellness, LLC, located at 526 North Pendleton Avenue in Pendleton. Dr. Foley and the staff of Regenerative Health and Wellness offer services in the area of weight loss, hormone balance, autoimmune issues, and more. Information about Regenerative Health and Wellness is available at 317-903-1791. Regenerative Health and Wellness, LLC.
Back to Pendleton Heights basketball on the Arabian Sports Network, 91.7 WEEM.
Welcome back here to the Arabian Sports Network. 35-19, Pendleton Heights Arabians leading the LaPel Bulldogs with 6:02 to play in the fourth here on Joe Buck Court. These two teams, of course, both Madison County, very familiar with each other. That includes Hunter Suhanna for the LaPel Bulldogs, a junior, played for the Arabians last year as well as the year before that. Had several varsity games last season and is having a solid game here tonight, especially on the defensive end. He's got a foul here, it looks like. Foul called on the Arabians, a push. As Aaron Cookston kind of frozen in shock. That'll be his first, Arabians' first of the quarter. Craig spins, shoots, got it. Craig with the nice basket. He's up to four.
Arabians playing fast, even though they're up a good bit with 5 minutes left.
Gustin fakes the three, step back, baseline J, got it. That's why he's one of the top players in the county. A nice move from Gustin, the senior. Craig once again with the high floater. That'll be off the mark and no good. Arabians rebound and now lead 37-21 with 5 minutes to play in the fourth. Gustin once again over to Laravia in the corner. Now to Mazingo. Zingo drives, misses. Fight for the board is picked up by Hunter Suhanna and the Bulldogs here, as Devin Craig is going to want to slow things down. Bo Judge drives on Laravia, puts it up. The foul called. Laravia swatted at him. Bo Judge will go to the line for a pair.
Laravia didn't like that one.
It's going to be Laravia's first of the half. Bo Judge misses his first, hits the front iron, then the backboard, then the front iron again, and rattles out. Bo Judge on the season, 65% from the free throw line, averaging 9 points a game. He's at 11. Misses both. 0-for-2. LaPel struggling with her free throw shooting, although haven't really attempted many. Laravia has it near wing. Drives over to Josiah Gustin. Hits the hardwood hard as Josiah Gustin pulls it from the free throw line and misses. Seth Laravia really didn't have a really good fall there, but he's back on his feet and looks fine. Corner three here from Bo Judge, an air ball, and Pendleton Heights, Arabian Stampede is going to let him hear all about that. Is it out of bounds here? Yeah. Matthew Carpenter he wanted it to go out of bounds, but stayed in bounds to his surprise, and I think he was stepping out of bounds when it touched his chest, so.
Cooper Sims fought for that one, and he's been fighting for a lot of them. Yeah. Arabians have been getting a lot of boards lately in this game, and I think that's what's propelled them to take a lead and take an offensive step here.
37-21, our score, 4:11 to play in the fourth. Evan Mazingo inbounding here from the corner right in front of LaPel's bench. Lobs it up high to Josiah Gustin. Full court press coming now for LaPel. Arabians break it easy with Aaron Cookston coming in from the far sideline to break the press. Laravia near corner, moving it around the perimeter are the Arabians. Seth Laravia has it top of the key. Over to Mazingo, far wing, drives, floater up and good. Nice move for the junior Mazingo. He's up to 9 now. Excuse me, 8. Bo Judge on the other end, goes up strong, gets the foul, basket's no good. He'll go to the line for 2 shots. It's going to be a foul here on the Arabians. So Seth Laravia once again, his second. Bo Judge missed his last 2, and his cold streak continues as that one hits the right iron and is no good.
LaPel not been too hot on rebounds here. Maybe it's something to do with this loud Pendleton Heights student section.
Yeah, Brode Judge will sub out here for the LaPel Bulldogs. He's been struggling tonight. No points, a lot of misses. A subbing in for LaPel is Talon Jarrett. Arabians once again beat the press very easily. Arabia has it in the corner. Finds Aaron Cookson. Now over to Cooper Sims, who then hands it off to Evan Mazingo. Mazingo guarded by Jarrett. Right back to Sims. Sims gets the screen from Seth Laravia, drives, puts it up from just about 4 or 5 feet away and hits the jumper. Nice shot from Sims, playing it smart, not going up strong against the 6'6 Bo Judge, instead just taking the jump shot and hitting it. Hunter Suhana with it now for the Bulldogs. Suhana gives it over to Devin Craig, far wing. Lobs it up high to Matthew Carpenter. Carpenter working on Josiah Gustin down low. That's a travel. No, refs are going to say he lost it off of the tip and out of bounds, last touch. Pendleton Heights, LaPel will keep it here to the left. He's got another substitution. Luke Jones will sub in for Matthew Carpenter. Jones, the sophomore forward, hasn't seen much of any playing time so far this year, and really for his varsity career. So big stage here for Luke Jones. Had a nice assist. Found Devin Craig down low, and Craig finishes with the right hook. 41-24, our score now. Ravens lead, 2:12 to play in the fourth. Cooper Sims with the top of the key. Sims drives, tries to thread the needle and find Josiah Gustin on the left block, but it's stolen away. And the Arabians with the turnover Now 2 minutes of play. LaPel back on offense. Craig, bounce pass to Suhanna on the baseline. Kicks it back out. Now top of the key. Bo Judge with it. Judge drives left side. Goes up strong. Nice move down low with the reverse. And Bo Judge hits it for two. His first points of the second half. Laravia for three on the other end. Air ball. 41-26, minute 25 to play in the fourth. Devin Craig got a foul here. Shot waved off. This will be Cooper Sims on the foul. His, I do believe this is first. Yeah, his first. And Dontrez Braxton will come in for the Arabians here, subbing out Cooper Sims. The Arabians going to go back to their starting lineup here with a minute 22 to play. LaPel inbounds here from the near sideline. Hunter Suhanna gets it off the inbounds. Suhanna to Luke Jones. Jones, top of the key. Right back to Suhanna. Now to Devin Craig. Craig puts it up. It's blocked. Josiah Gustin sends it back, but it's recovered by Bo Judge, the junior. And then Judge finishes through off the glass. Back-to-back baskets for the junior Bode. A minute left to play here. Arabians pretty much got this thing locked up. Leading by 13. As a miss from Dontrez Braxton, recovered by Josiah Gustin, kicks it back outside to Dontrez Braxton, and Arabians now are just going to hold this ball and see if they can maybe seal this thing away. 30 seconds to play, so I'm sure they'll get another shot up, but again, this thing pretty much locked away. Arabians, safe to say, they came away with their first win this evening at home.
Very physical battle, isn't it?
Yeah. Mazingo over to Dontrez Braxton near wing. Braxton guarded by Talon Jarrett. 7 seconds to play, and sure enough, the Arabians will waste this clock away. As Pendleton Knights comes away with their first win of the season. Arabians advance to 1-3 on the season. Final score 41-28. LaPel drops to 0-3 on the year. But we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, Zion and I will break down the final stats for this evening's game here on the Arabian Sports Network postgame show, 91.7 WEEM.
91.7 WEEM is a student-run radio station. We provide everything from programming to music to live sports broadcasts and podcasts. But we can't do it without your support. Everything you donate goes to the station that the students operate here on 91.7 WEEM. Donate today at 917WEEM.org. Again, that is 917WEEM.org.
This presentation of the Arabian Sports Network is underwritten by Rawlings House and Fall Creek Retirement Village, located at 300 J.H. Walker Drive in Pendleton. Rawlings House provides independent and assisted living, rehabilitation, long-term care, memory support, and more. More information is available at 765-778-7501. Rawlings House and Fall Creek Retirement Village.
What makes education-based athletics in Indiana different from other youth sports programs?
Our coaches genuinely care about their student-athletes as people, not just as athletes. And their top priority is teaching and mentoring, not winning and losing.
Our student-athletes play for the love of the game. They have pride in their school and community. They want to represent something bigger than themselves.
Our parents and fans know the student-athletes on the team. They've seen them grow up and care about them. They paint their faces, pack the stands, and cheer loud and proud. I'm Robert Falkins.
And I'm Carrie Rosati. We're both assistant commissioners of the IHSAA. High school sports in Indiana couldn't be more different from other youth sports programs.
And we wouldn't have it any other way. Be a champion of high school sports and buy a ticket to your high school's athletic events.
This is keeping education in front of athletics. This is passion you won't find anywhere else. This is your IHSAA.
Back to Pendleton Heights basketball on the Arabian Sports Network, 91.7 WEEM.
We welcome you back here to the Arabian Sports Network postgame show, 91.7 WEEM. Just tuning in, Final score for the evening, Pendleton Heights Arabians 41, LaPel Bulldogs 28. Pendleton Heights claiming their first win of the year, advancing to 1-3. LaPel dropping their third loss of the year as they drop down to 0-3 on the year, still searching for their first win. But waiting on stats here, so we're going to look forward to next couple games for the schedule for both Pendleton Heights as well as LaPel. Next game for the Arabians will be next Friday as they are back here at home against Mount Vernon. Then following that, the day after, Saturday, once again at home against Connersville, so a quick turnaround there. And then finally on the 12th, they'll be once again at home against Garen Catholic. You mentioned that in our opening segment, Zion, four straight home games. You won your first, and hopefully the Arabians can kind of get this ball rolling and use that momentum to push them forward into that next tough game against Mount Vernon, of course, their rivals. And then a tough game against Connersville. That last year, Connersville game, it was probably the definition of a physical, hard-nosed game. A lot of physical plays, a lot of controversial calls. But, yeah, so that sure is going to be a good game. Garen Catholic as well, always a good school. So, again, four straight home games. You won your first. Arabians, of course, hoping they can get this. They can use this game as momentum moving forward.
Yeah, it's definitely a big win for here tonight to get the ball rolling, especially since they play their rival, Mount Vernon. That'll be a big game. It'll be a packed house. It'll be very exciting for the Arabians, and they kind of need to capitalize off that, being 1-3 starting off the season, not how they wanted.
Yeah, for the LaPel Bulldogs, looking forward on their schedule here. Their next game will be on the 8th against Wapahani. That is also next Friday, traveling over to face the Wapahani Raiders on their home floor. Now, of course, Pendleton Heights lost to Wapahani in their last home game on the 25th of November, 53-38. Of course, no Josiah Gustin in that game, but Wapahani, third-best team in 2A, so that's quite the matchup for LaPel. Coming off of a loss, maybe you can use that as motivation moving forward, try to battle against the Raiders there. And then next day, you're going to be at a neutral site against Muncie Burris, another 2A school. That's, again, on the 9th, the very next day after that Wapahani game. That's not this Saturday, but the one next. So about a week from now, Muncie Burris, an okay team, currently standing at 0-1. Haven't played much basketball, so they can improve quite a bit. After that, on the 15th, they're going to be once again on the road, Monroe Central. And then after that, once again on the road against Mississinewa. So really opposite stories for these two teams. Pendleton Heights with four straight home games. And then LaPel outside of, I mean, it's still a home game, but it's a neutral. Well, not home game, excuse me, not a road game, but still neutral as they're going to be going over to Muncie Burris. So they got four straight road games, but we got the stats now, so going to take a look at some of these. Starting off with the Pendleton Heights Arabians leading them in scoring. That was the senior forward, Seth LaRavia. He had a great first half, hit 11, got up to 11 points, had 4 3-pointers, slowed down a bit in there in the second half, 16 points, but still a very, very good night. Or not 16 points, excuse me. So slow down a bit, still had a very good night. His season high. He, of course, transferred in from Westfield over the offseason, but he was 4-for-11 from downtown, 2-for-4 from inside the arc, putting him up to a 6-for-15 for a field goal from the field. Evan Mazingo followed him in scoring with 8 points, Aaron Cookson with 6, Cooper Sims and Josiah Gustin with 4, Isaac Wilson with 3, totaling up for 41 points for the Arabians. And then for the LaPel Bulldogs, it was Bode Judge and not much anything else. Bode Judge, 16 points, 7-for-12 from inside the arc, 0-for-4 from outside of the arc. Following him in scoring was Devin Craig, the sophomore. He had 6 points. Then Hunter Suhana with 4, and then Matthew Carpenter with 2 for a total of 28 points. Taking a look at some of these team statistics that really stand out. Starting off with the turnovers, Pendleton Heights with only 3 team turnovers, one of the best they've seen all season. And in an aggressive game like this where not many fouls are being called, that's very, very nice to see that number low, you know, for Coach Buck. It's a sign that this team is being coordinated. And those turnovers, man, that is one, if not one of the most important stats in the game, you know. High turnovers, you just can't win games with anything more than 15, maybe 20 turnovers on horrible nights, and only 3 here this evening. And of course, that's something the Arabians have struggled with against maybe some of the tougher teams. Anderson, they struggled with that, but tonight, got the job done. LaPel had 7, so really both sides not too shabby, but we're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we'll be joined here by Coach Buck for a post-game interview on the Arabian Sports Network post-game show, 91.7 WEEM.
Ready for our little forest adventure?
Yes!
Too much waiting for me. Yeah, I want to go outside. I want to be.
We're here.
Whoa, that was fast.
There's a forest closer than you think. Find a park or forest near you and music inspired by nature at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by USDA Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Back to Pendleton Heights basketball on the Arabian Sports Network, 91.7 WEEM.
We welcome you back here to the Arabian Sports Network post-game show on 91.7 WEEM. If you're just tuning in, final score for the evening, Pendleton Heights Arabians 41, LaPel Bulldogs 28. We're joined here now by the head coach for the Pendleton Heights Arabians, Coach Buck. First off, Coach, thanks for coming up. Great win this evening.
Thank you. Sorry. I was a little late.
Oh, you're right.
A lot going on down there in the locker room. Kids are excited.
Yeah, and of course, I was just mentioning your first win here this evening. Got to feel good to get your first dub in the record book. So really, what'd you see out there from your boys?
Well, we talked about how we wanted to try to build off of the first half at Westfield, the way that we came out and played aggressively, played well defensively, battled on the boards, and I thought that we did that tonight. We came our closest to playing a solid, aggressive 32 minutes that we played so far. Had a great effort defensively. Aaron Cookston has played well for us on the defensive end. He's drawn the toughest matchup each team we played, and he held their best player to 0 points tonight. Just an outstanding effort. Not only did he hold him scoreless, he didn't get very many looks. He didn't get very many shots off. Just a great effort. And that's a young man that works so hard in practice. It's great to see him have success like that, and we're all excited for him.
And despite what the final score may read, this game was a pretty close there in that third quarter. Smallest lead you guys had was 7 points, but you guys came away with a win. A large majority of that, you got to go to the turnovers, only 3 team turnovers. And in a physical game like this where not many fouls are being called, 3 team turnovers is a nice thing to see on the stat sheet. What you see from your boys when it comes to their just efficiency and coordination on the offensive end?
I'm not sure I've ever had one of my basketball teams only have 3 turnovers. That's
a good sign.
That's an outstanding stat. And, you know, we've talked in other shows, we're trying to get to where we are under control, that we're not leaving our feet when we penetrate. And we're getting better at that. And tonight was one of those signs. I thought that our players met the pass. We've had trouble where we stand still and wait on the pass to get to us. And aggressive defenses that we've been running up against, that's hurt us. Tonight we didn't do that. I thought we were much more aggressive and did a better job of taking care of the basketball.
Yeah, one last question here. Of course, you got a tough home game coming up next Friday in about a week or exactly a week against Mount Vernon. How do you use this game for momentum, getting that ball rolling?
Well, you know, we've talked on and off the radio. It's just a process. I keep saying that, but we try to build off of the things that we're doing in practice. We talked in the pregame today to get carryover. We've struggled. We'll work on things, and we think we have it, and then we'll revert back to some bad habits, and then just not the carryover that we want in practice. We want to get to where we're building those good habits, and we don't revert backwards. So we'll just continue to work on that. We have players that we have that are working extremely hard in practice are getting better.
Yeah.
They truly are in all areas of their game. And they're excited about that. They feel that if we can get everyone on the squad, including our JV, to play with that same kind of aggressiveness and hustle each and every practice, then we're all going to get better. Now, that's what all coaches are shooting for. That's not an easy thing to do, but that's what we strive for. Another player I want to mention tonight, I thought Seth Laravia was huge. I mean, Seth got us off to a start, shot the ball extremely well. He ends up with 16 points. And defensively in the post, they were too strong for Josiah. Mm-hmm. And we had to get Josiah off of Bodie, Judge, and we put Seth on him, and Seth did a great job. So he had an outstanding game. I thought that Dontrez Braxton did a nice job defensively on Craig. Craig was quick. He penetrated well. I thought Dontrez did a good job on him. And then I thought that Cooper Sims came in and gave us great minutes. And he's a young kid that we've thrown into the fire. And he's one of them that stays focused in practice. And you see him watching, not talking, listening, trying to get better. And exciting to see a sophomore like that make improvements and then play in a game like this. He had a great take there in the second quarter. We wanted to spread the floor, get movement, and we wanted our guards to penetrate. We were kind of settling for the three, and Coop's the one that made a great take, got a layup, and we were kind of struggling offensively at that time. So he had a great game as well.
All right, but that's all the questions I got for you, Coach. Once again, thanks for coming up and joining me.
Thank you, guys. Once again, sorry for being late.
All right. But we're going to take a quick break when we come back. Zion and I will crown the ASN Player of the Game, as well as preview the Arabians' next matchup here on the Arabian Sports Network post-game show, 91.7 WEEM.
Broadcasting from the WEEM studios, underwritten by Community Hospital Anderson, this is the Arabian Sports Network, 91.7 WEEM Pendleton.
91.7 WEEM is a student-run radio station. We provide everything from programming to music to live sports broadcasts and podcasts. But we can't do it without your support. Everything you donate goes to the station that the students operate here on 91.7 WEEM. Donate today at 917WEEM.org. Again, that is 917WEEM.org.
Back to Pendleton Heights basketball on the Arabian Sports Network, 91.7 WEEM.
Welcome you back here to Joe Buck Court on the Arabian Sports Network postgame show, 91.7 WEEM. Once again, final score for the evening, Pendleton Heights 41, LaPel 28. Pendleton Heights coming away with their first win of the year, advancing to 1-3 in the season. After talking it over, Zion and I have agreed that the player of the game will go to the senior forward, Seth LaRavia. As Coach Buck was just mentioning, Seth LaRavia came in, opened up the game hot, hit several huge shots there in that first quarter. He had 16 points after the game, seven total rebounds for Seth LaRavia, two personal fouls, one assist, one turnover. Great night for the senior. And got to get to second place, maybe even tie at first place. Got to go to Aaron Cookson. Once again, as Coach Buck was just mentioning, Aaron Cookson led forced LaPel to really into difficult spots. He allowed 0 points to their best player, Bro Judge. Bro Judge came into this game averaging 12 points a game, shooting 47% from the field, 40% from three. He didn't give him a single point, which is outstanding. Aaron Cookson, as again, Coach Buck was just mentioning, each and every game he is met with the hardest matchup, and each and every game he does not cease to impress when it comes to just locking down whoever he's lined up against, and that continues here tonight against a very tough Bro Judge. So those two players to mention, but overall, great win, great team win for Pendleton Heights. Again, only three team turnovers. Coach Buck said that's the first time he's maybe ever seen that in his coaching career, and he's coached hundreds of games, the most winning coach here at Pendleton Heights. So if you can sum up the game in short ways possible, I think you just look at that stat right there.
I mean, personally, Seth LaRavia did the best in my eyes. You know, he got the team momentum and rallied them back, even though they weren't down at any point. He hit, you know, big shots in important times. I mean, you can't undersell Aaron Cookson there. I mean, limiting their best player to zero is the best possible solution, and also while allowing three turnovers for your team. Like, that's just great basketball for an Arabians team, and it's a lot to look forward to for the future, four games in.
All right, but with that, that'll do it for our broadcast here this evening. Once again, final score, Pendleton Heights 41, LaPel 28. But be sure to tune in tomorrow as the Pendleton Heights girls basketball team will be back in action at Mount Vernon for their eighth game of the season. That one tips off at 1:30 p.m. with the pregame show starting 1:15. But for Zion Palmieri, I'm Dawson Peril. Special thanks to our board op, Sam, back in the studio making sure our broadcast runs smoothly here this evening. Thanks to all of our sponsors. Without you, we would not be able to come out here and call these games. And finally, last but not, but definitely not least, thanks to all who tuned in. Have a nice night. You're listening to 91.7 WEEM.